brand new 2012 year. Amen. I do want to wish you all a happy new year. I did get a couple texts last night to wish me that. I'm glad my phone wasn't on, or it was on silent. I think one I received was somewhere around 1 in the morning, and I was already asleep. Amen. It was a different year this year. I will say that right off the bat. It was a different year. How many are glad it's over? How many are ready for a new year in 2012? I had a good 2011. I also had some trials in 2011. And I'm ready for a fresh start. I love this time of year. It brings hope, brings the opportunity to start fresh, kind of wipe the slate and get started again. Amen. I do want to make a couple of announcements of some things for January. Now, some of that I'm going to talk about as we get into today. But I do want to make a couple of announcements. They are very important. Some new things. Going to get started here. The first one, obviously, is not a new thing, but it is another thing. It's something we do every fifth Sunday, or most fifth Sundays. And we have another one. We just had one, seems like, recently, but we've got another fifth Sunday coming up in the end of this month, the 29th. And so we're going to do our fifth Sunday sing. Please, if you haven't thought about it, think of something you're going to do for that fifth Sunday sing, and we'll have a wonderful time there. It's a potluck dinner. See Brother Williams to get yourself, if you want to sing a song, read a poem. That's been a recent thing. Maybe I'm wanting to, one of my things I want to get this year that I have not, I've been kind of putting the bug out to my wife of something I want to get, is a new trumpet. I don't know, some of you know, and some of you don't even really know that I play the trumpet, used to play the trumpet. My trumpet sort of got messed up. We sent it in to get it cleaned up, and it instead got ruined. And so I've got to get a new trumpet, and I've been itching to play. It's been probably a good year or two since I've played it. And maybe for Fifth Sunday, I may do a little trumpet song if I can get one by then. So we'll see. So if not, sign up. The other thing that I want to announce, so we're starting. It was kind of interesting how this came about, because I had been feeling in my heart the need in this area. It was an area that we needed to address, something we wanted to do. And I had just been thinking about it over the weekend, and not this past, but over this period of time, I was just thinking about needing to do this. And lo and behold, that Sunday, Brother Williams came up to me and says, you know, I've been thinking about and talking to some people, and we'd like to start a seniors group. And I told him, and he'll admit that he'll let you know this. I said, you know, I had been thinking that exact same thing, but I didn't know who, and I didn't know how, and I didn't know where to get it started or how to get it started. And he wanted to do something, and he mentioned, you know, widows and widowers and seniors. And I said, you know, something really had been on my heart, but I wasn't sure how to go about it or what to do. And so Brother Williams has volunteered, him and Sister Williams, to start a group. And they don't even know exactly where it's all going to go yet. But they're going to start a get-together. And the first one is this month, January 19th at 2 p.m. And if you would like to attend, You've posted it back there, I believe. He gave me a copy of it. Okay, we'll get posted in the back. It's a sign-up sheet for anyone, that, just so they can get an idea of how many will be there. It's for Saturday, 2 p.m., the 19th. So if you are a senior, a widow, a widower, it is something that is going to be done for you, a chance to get together, talk, share your heart. I know he's looking at some things to try to do and maybe some things to ways to spur discussion and things like that. And so I'm actually excited about it. I think it's something that is necessary, something is needed. And so since he has volunteered to do it, I really appreciate that, number one. And two, I would hope that if you would like to be a part of that, to let him know, talk to him, talk to Brother Sister Williams. If you'd like to sign up, please feel free to do that as well. Amen. Amen. So I wanted to make those announcements right now. Amen. Well, I don't have a class to dismiss. You all have to put up with me one more week, and I'm not going to read a story like I did last week. I read a nice little Christmas story. We had a children's service. Today the children get to put up with me being pastor, not me being Sunday school teacher. So I think we can handle that today. Amen. If you will turn with me to Luke chapter 5. I don't plan on being very long. I really don't. I told my wife this could be one of my shortest New Year service type things that I've done. But I do feel something in my heart. And I do feel a direction. I do feel what God wants for us to do. I just don't have a lot of stuff and fluff. I'm just going to get right down to it. I really do believe God wants something for this church. I really believe that God wants something for your life individually as well. Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. You know, this year, it was different because Christmas was on Sunday. New Year's Day was on Sunday. Seems like service things were kind of weird. We had to make choices and things like that. And first, I was wondering if I made the right decision to do a New Year's Day service instead of a New Year's Eve service, because I know a lot of people like to do something on New Year's Eve and they stay out late and they hard for maybe to get up on Sunday morning. But the last few years, we've done a New Year's Eve, and in doing so, we've always prayed as the new year came in. Well, this year, I got to do something different. As new year rolled around, and the new year was getting ready to come in, I gathered my family in the kitchen, and I prayed a blessing over my family. In the past, I've prayed a blessing, and I've prayed for the church. But this year, I got to do something. I got to bring it close. I got to bring it home. I feel sometimes that as a pastor, I can sometimes, it's easy to neglect your own family. It's easy to see the church, and you're running here, and you're doing this, and I've got to do this, and I've got to get this done, and I've got to. And I found myself actually here at the church at 11 o'clock last night getting some final things set up, and I realize I cannot neglect my family. In case you haven't heard me say this, it's God first, family second, church third. God's always first, but we cannot neglect our families. We cannot neglect our families. And I felt the need to take that moment and take that time to pray over my family. And so as we began 2012, we began it in prayer, praying blessing over my family. All right, Luke chapter 5, we'll get there. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. A draught simply means a big catch, a good catch, a big harvest. But I want you to notice, before they ever could let down the nets or move into the deep, the first thing they had to do was launch out. There had to be that moving out. And so I just want to entitled 2012. If we accomplish anything this year, I really want someone or this church, I don't know if this is for an individual today, if this is for the whole church today, I believe it's for kind of everything, but I think to this year we need to launch out. Someone needs to step out into a place they've never gone before, start something that they've never done. Maybe it's been years. You've been sitting on the bank. You've been sitting on the edge. You've been stuck in a place. Amen. And 2012 is your year. It's your year to launch out. Amen. Jesus, God, we need your help here today. God, I feel your heart. God, I know, Lord, in my spirit, Lord, what you're wanting. God, what you're desiring. God, there are individuals here, Lord, who, God, I know are desiring to do something, Lord, that maybe they haven't done in a long time. God, there are some here today who are, God, they've been wanting to step out in a new venture, Lord. There are those who are already stepping out, Lord, and they need your help. They need your strength. God, I pray, Lord, that you would help me today, Lord, to not only just share some things, Lord, but I pray that we would feel your heart. God, I pray, Lord, that your spirit would be in this place. God, that you would move upon us. And God, I pray, Lord, that each one of us, Lord, would find strength, Lord, to move out into that place, Lord, that you are calling us to be. God, let 2012, Lord, let this year be the greatest year in the history of the church. God, let 2012 be the greatest year in the history of people in this church, individuals, Lord, each one of us. God, let us to launch out. Jesus, in 2012, God, I need your help right now. I need your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Over the past month, I have been reflecting over this past year. As I do every year, I take a look back over to see how well we accomplished the goals that we set out for, how we did as far as the things that we wanted to do. Did we accomplish them, or are there things that we missed? Are there some things we need to move towards? I like to see how we progressed and what we did well. I like to see and think about the things that maybe we've let down. Maybe the areas that maybe we've let go that we shouldn't have. I like to look at some areas that may be lacking. I like to look over the year and just assess what's been going on. Now, I will tell you, this year has been a difficult year to assess. It's been a difficult year for me to really wrap my mind around as I've thought about this year, I've thought, really, it's been a blur. Can anyone attest to that? Has the year been a blur? Did it buzz right by? I've had a difficult time assessing where we are. It was a year full of promise, a year full of potential. I will say this, we in the first half of the year, we probably saw more people baptized and received the Holy Ghost than we had in a long time. It was a wonderful time. It was moving just so great. I remember having a conversation on the phone with Sister Schaefer. And we were talking about it, and we were just kind of reminiscing and thinking back. It was about maybe a little over halfway through, and we were just thinking about all the different ones who had received the Holy Ghost and the ones who'd been baptized. I'm thinking, wow, what a year we're having. It was so wonderful, and things were just going so great. I loved seeing the part where we were seeing these children have a spiritual revival. I mean, this year we saw Isabel and Giovanna and Andrea and Jared all receive the Holy Ghost. All of them received the Holy Ghost. All of them were baptized. A wonderful thing. It was a wonderful year. I thought it was so great. I was especially excited about the VBS that we had. It was a good turnout. It was a wonderful thing. By the way, this next year will be better. Amen. All right. I got to make a quick plug here. I'm moving slow. Don't worry. I'm not going to be too long. Just taking my time here. Here's what I got to make this plug because I need help. If anyone in the church has any fake greenery, fake trees, you know those artificial trees we have back there in the fellowship hall? If you have any of that and you've been thinking about getting rid of it, or if you want to just let us borrow it, put your name on it so we know whose it is. We need as much greenery as we can get. Because we're going to transform this place into a jungle. I've got this wild, crazy idea for a really cool thing, and I just need a lot of greenery. Can you imagine walking in here and having to weave your way through all kinds of greenery to find a seat? That's sort of what I'm wanting. I'm really looking forward to it. I really have this. We was doing some brainstorming and got some cool ideas. But I need greenery. I need a lot of it. My wife, I'm going to have her scouring every yard sale in Stowe and Talmadge and Cogga Falls and Monroe Falls. She's going to be scouring everywhere looking for fake trees.
That's a surprise.
So I just got to make that plug. I got to put that out there. If you've got that, I need that. We're going to be doing a jungle theme. It's going to be a pretty cool deal. I really thought when we hit fall of 2012, we were going to just absolutely explode. Things were progressing in such a manner, in such a way, and I felt this building, I felt this momentum building. I really felt us really starting to gain momentum, and I thought, wow, fall of 2011, look out, we're just going to explode. I was expecting great things, but fall did not go as well as I had expected. It just sort of fell. But it was also during that time that I had to travel for 6 weeks. Constant back and forth to Detroit. It was during the fall that I did have a precious new son, baby Joel. It wasn't a bad thing. It just didn't sort of happen like I thought. It just, things got busy. Things got going. And I felt like we lost momentum that we were picking up. I'm just going to admit, I'm just going to be blunt and honest here today. I will honestly say that this probably was the most stressful year that I've ever had. Can I be honest? It was probably the most stress-filled year I've been. I'm not a person that gets stressed. If you know me, if you're around me, I'm not a person that gets real uptight real easy. I'm probably one of the most laid-back individuals you'll ever find. Anyone who's close to me knows that. I just don't get that worked up about things. But I have to say, this year was probably one of the most stressful years. There was times, I remember having a session with Greg where he was nervous. He'd never seen me like that. And I remember some times and some thinking and some stresses, and I had some decisions to make. You all know that. I've walked you through that. You've worked with me, and I appreciate all your prayers. I really do. I appreciate it. The strength of this church helped me. I felt pressures from a lot of different areas. And there were decisions that I had to make that were going to affect my family, that were going to affect this church. I could have made some decisions that could have done some serious, had some very serious consequences. I could have made some very serious, I had the opportunity to do some things. Had a lot of things running through my mind. And while the outcome is still unclear, while I haven't seen everything fulfilled and everything happen, can I tell you today that I have seen God make some things happen that it has almost seemed surreal? I have watched God work some things out that are a miracle. They are an absolute miracle, and I could have never have imagined that some things happened the way they did. I'm telling you, I am walking right now in the midst of a miracle. This church is in the midst of a miracle right now, and you don't even know it. There are some things that have happened and some things that have been worked out that were an absolute miracle provided by God. I can tell you today, there is nothing like walking in divine favor. There is nothing like walking in the favor of God when He is guiding you and leading your steps. And when you make difficult choices and you make difficult decisions and it doesn't seem and you're not sure of the outcome, I just want to build someone's faith right now that if you will step out in faith, God will do the miraculous in your life. If you'll take that bold step, if you'll launch yourself out and do something that God is saying for you to do, He will do the miraculous in your life. Amen. I'm watching and I've seen some miracles. I've seen some things happen over the past couple of weeks that have blown my mind. I won't get into specifics. But there's some things I committed to. There's some things I said. And there's some things that God absolutely worked out. Now, with all that said, we did not accomplish much of our goals in 2011. There is so much left to be done. We did accomplish some things. We did get some things done. I hope to be getting a little better in the communicating area. I'm not talking about behind the pulpit, but I'm talking about out on the outside peripheral stuff. Although I do need to get better up here too, but I feel like one of my weaknesses is communicating. I think of things, I have a lot of things running through my brain, but I don't always let them come out of my mouth and get everybody in the same page. That's something I am working on. I've tried to get better this past year. I don't think I've gotten everywhere I wanted to go, but I'm getting there. We did not get, which we wanted to get, and I had every intention to get, and I desired to get. We still haven't found that church bus. We're waiting for the right deal. I just don't want to buy one without knowing it's the right one. You understand? I don't just want to just go get one and it not be the right thing. But I want to get one and I feel the need to do it. Amen. And I feel the need to do it soon, but I just haven't found it. We still haven't got the second Sunday morning new members class started. But Brother Greg is working on that. Hopefully here in this month coming up, he'll have that whole thing set up and we'll be ready to go again with our second level, our second series on that. But we did accomplish some things. The praise team got a good kickoff, and we got a test run on that to see, and they've learned some things from that. There was a fall festival that we did. It's always a wonderful thing. I think this past year's fall festival was probably the best one that we've had. I enjoyed it just from the stance of what was there and the turnout that we had. I think we had had one of the best ones we've had, and that's only going to get better. We started, and I didn't know we were going to get this started, but we just did. We started a Wednesday night Kids Point, a sort of super church for children. And it was something I've had in my mind. It's something I've dreamed of. I've wanted for several years. We've never been able to kick it off, and this year we kicked it off. This year we got started. That's a good thing. We had to, believe it or not, this year we had to add another Sunday school class. Over the past couple years, we had actually cut down the number of classes, and this year we actually had to add another class because two of our classes were just getting too full. Amen. That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. We did accomplish some things. Our first VBS, it went really well. It was great. I loved it. It was great. Had great involvement both from staffing and from the children. It was wonderful. I mean, a lot of people got involved, and a lot of people were doing a lot of different things. It was something that was well organized, well put together, and went very, very well. But that's enough looking back. What do we have to look forward to? Now, I want to just mention as we get started, I'm going to go somewhere, hopefully. I want to mention a few things, a few physical needs that we have before getting to the spiritual things that I believe God is calling us. Some things that we're going to need to do in a physical realm as far as church stuff. If you've noticed, the back doors there don't look very nice anymore. They're starting to rust out. We're going to be needing new doors. We'll probably end up having to get to make it match and look nice, probably have to get a number of new doors around the church. There's just, these doors just aren't working well. They're not locking well. They have some physical issues. So we're going to be getting some new exterior doors. The sound room is in need of a new CD duplicator. How many like getting CDs? Some people, maybe. A few people. I know we make lots of CDs out there. And it's starting to limp along on its last leg. And so we'll probably have to get a new CD duplicator. We'll be getting a set of electric drums. I wanted to get electric opposed to regular, simply because you can control volume and can control sound the way it comes out. A drummer can bang those things as hard as they want, and you don't have the big echoes and booms like you would in a regular set of drums. And they don't take up as much space, and so they're just the right option. They're the right things. We will be getting a set of electric drums to put up here. I miss those drums. And we've got to get the church bus this year. It is something we've got to do. I've got somebody looking for me, but we have not come across it, but we do need to get that to happen. Those are just some physical things. Where are we focusing this year? Where are we focusing this year? I really do feel like at any moment we could see explosive growth. I've had people tell me that. I felt it in my spirit. At any moment, God could send a great harvest and a great increase. I fully believe that. But I believe before that takes place, there is something that needs to take place. There has been something burning in my spirit. It has been burning within me. While I could set up, or I could sit here and tell you of all sorts of programs and procedures and things that we could do. And there's nothing wrong with being organized. And I could send out another 20,000 flyers and postcards like we did this past couple years. And there's nothing wrong with advertising and getting the name out and letting people know, hey, there's a church here. There's some people here. There's a place you can meet God. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I believe that God is wanting from us, especially as we begin 2012, is a spiritual renewal. More than anything else that this church could ever do or ever use, let me tell you, we need a spiritual renewal. There are two things that God has been impressing in my spirit. 100% involvement. I said 100% involvement and spiritual renewal. And so I have simply entitled 2012 as Launch Out. I wonder what would happen if we had 100% involvement. I wonder what would happen if everyone in this church was involved in some form in ministry or service. If everyone in this church was involved in some sort of group, in some sort of project, in some sort of class, in some sort of endeavor, in some kind of service, I wonder if every single person was involved in something around here or in the service of the kingdom of God. I wonder what would take place if every single one of us in one collective motion would launch out. See, I don't know what to get involved in. I don't know what to get started in. I don't know what to do. Do you see any needs? There are needs all over the place. And let me put it this way. If you see a need, chances are that you just might be needed to help fix it. Just saying. But what would happen? I just wonder what would happen if we had 100% involvement. If everyone in this building, in this room, and even those who aren't here today, who may listen to this on a CD or somewhere else, what would happen if every single person got involved? What would take place? What could happen? What could God do? Jesus said, don't worry about the harvest. The harvest is already white and it's already ready. Pray that there are more laborers to get into the harvest. What would happen if we had 100% involvement? In Luke chapter 5 and verse 4 is our theme verse. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. I wonder if there's anyone here today that God has been calling you to step out to do something. He's been laying on your heart the desire to do something for his kingdom. He's been putting something in your spirit. Maybe God has been putting something in you to get yourself back in a place where you need to be, or where he wants you to be. Can I tell you the problem that these disciples had was they had given up hope. I wasn't going here, but I might as well. They had given up hope. They had given up the hope that they were going to catch any fish. So they had parked themselves at the bank. And they decided to start cleaning their nets. And they decided to just, well, we'll just give up. And Jesus said, wait a minute, boys. The night isn't over yet. I'm not through yet. You think you haven't caught anything and you've toiled all night and you haven't found what you've been looking for. But if you'll just launch out one more time, there's something that I've got waiting for you. Amen. And I'm here to tell you today that if someone will launch out and you'll do what God has been calling you to do, he's got something waiting. I don't know what 2012 was like for you. Either it was good, it was bad, or it was indifferent. One of the three. I do know some. I'm Brother Ralph. Thanksgiving said, boy, I can't wait for 2011 to end. I've been in and out of the hospital all year long. I'm ready for 2012 to come in and bring me some new hope. But we also saw, in the midst of all of that, we saw some miracles for Brother Ralph.
That's right.
I don't know how 2012 was like for you. I don't know what it was all about. But I believe that God is desiring to take us to a new place in 2012. I'm not just talking about this church as a whole, but I'm talking about individually. Maybe 2011 wasn't what you wanted. Maybe it was a great year and you want more, but maybe it was just another year. It was just kind of ho-hum. It was just kind of, I went through the motions. I kind of just went on through and I've been kind of stuck this year. I just haven't been where I want to be. I just haven't accomplished what I want to accomplish. I just haven't done the things that I needed to do. I've made it through this year. It hasn't been a total loss, but it really wasn't that great. Or maybe you say, oh man, 2012 was absolutely horrendous. It was a rough year. It was a difficult year. It was a trying year. I'm here to tell you there's new hope. The word launch simply means to send. To send forth. To catapult or release. To start on a course, to get going, or to initiate.
Do you understand what God is wanting us to do right now as we start out 2012? There's some of you that he's wanting to send forth. There's some of you that he's wanting to go and do some things for his kingdom. You've been sitting on the sidelines. You've been watching. You've been wondering. You've been thinking, how can I do this? And God's saying, if you'll just step out, if you'll just get going, I will do the rest. Hallelujah. To some, you feel like you're stuck behind a wall. You keep running into it. And every time you think you're getting somewhere, every time you think you're going to make it somewhere, that wall just seems to get in the way. Can I tell you what you need in 2012 is a good old catapult. What you need in 2012 is a good launch, is something to get you to get over that wall. That wall can't hold you down. I'm here to give someone hope today. That wall you've been running to in 2012, you're gonna get over it. To some of you, you've been held hostage. You've been held bound. You've been held captive. You've been just surrounded by things, and you don't feel like you're ever gonna be set free. You've had things just holding your mind and capturing your spirit and keeping you down. I'm here to tell you what you need in 2012 is a release. And God is wanting to release someone in 2012. You're not going to be held back. You're not going to be held down. You're not going to be held captive any longer. God will set you free.
Hallelujah.
And to some here, you need to just start on a course. You've thought about it. You've wanted to. The best laid plans. Don't do anything if you don't start. If you don't take that step, you can set and plan. You can set and put all this great stuff together. You can have planning sessions with yourself. You can make all sorts of ideas and get. If you don't start, can I tell you what we need in 2012? We need to get going. We've sat on the shore. We need to get going.
Amen.
We need to launch out. I said we need to launch out.
Amen.
Someone look at your neighbor and say, launch out in 2012. I'm going to go somewhere. Accomplish something. Get something done. Here's the deal, and I'm almost done. How many people do you know decide they're going on a vacation and just start driving? Anyone ever done that? Is there anyone in the room ever done that? All right, I got a couple people who have done that. That's cool. Decide I'm going to go on vacation. Just jump in the car and just go. You're I don't blame anything out of the snow. So here's the deal. My dad, when we were over in Holland and we were visiting them when they were doing some missionary work over there in Holland, they were staying over there for a good long period of time. By the way, they're leaving today. Remember them in prayer. They're leaving today to fly to Singapore. But they were over there in Holland. I don't think I can afford that trip. But they were going, they were in Holland, and we decided to go visit them. It was my wife and I, we were going on our second anniversary. And so we decided to go visit them. So before kids. I got plane tickets over there for $250 round trip. Wow. To go to Holland. You can't even fly to Florida that cheap. Since they already had an apartment there, we didn't have to pay for anything. So, I mean, it was like a cheap trip to Europe. I mean, come on. But one day we got in the car, and my dad said, let's just go. And we decided we were going to go, I think it was Belgium or something like that. Over there, it's not like, I mean, United States is so vast. You know, you go somewhere, you know, to go from country to country in Europe is not that far. It's like going from state to state. And so we were going from Holland over, but we decided partway through the course, let's just go to Germany. So we went to Germany. There was a certain problem we had. We didn't plan for it. We didn't prepare for it. We went to Germany with just the clothes on our back. We had no toothbrush, no deodorant, no change of clothes. Could have been a very rough trip. The first stop we made was an apartment store. What am I trying to say? Not many people do that. It's not, to be honest, it's not really the wisest thing to do. It's fun from time to time, right? I mean, it's fun to do that. But most of us, if we're going to go somewhere, we plan for it. You plan your vacation in advance. You plan out where you're going to go. Some people get really detailed and plan out every single detail of the week. I mean, you know what you're doing the moment you get up and the moment you go, I mean, till the moment you go to bed. You know everything you're going to do. Some people plan that way. But you have a plan in place, and I'm going to go here. You check to see if you have the money. You check to see if you have the resources to do it, right? I mean, you don't just take off. The scripture even tells us what kind of man is going to try to build a house if he doesn't first look at what he's got to make sure he's got enough to finish it. How many people just get in a car and go? They don't really know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. They don't even know why. They're just going. Not too many. And it's not too wise. But why is it that spiritually, we do that all the time? We hear preaching, we get inspired, and we say, I'm going to launch out. But we don't know where to go. We don't know why we're doing it. And we don't know what we're supposed to do. And so we end up spinning in circles, or we end up getting stuck, or we end up getting discouraged, and then we get the idea, what use is it? Why try? Why do it again? Why bother? I just tried to launch out the last time and it didn't work. I tried to do it the last time and I failed. I tried to do something great for God and it just didn't happen. I tried to step out in faith, but it just didn't work out. We get discouraged. We stop. So before we officially launch out, I wonder what would happen if we would begin the new year in a time of consecration. If before we decided to launch out, we had an idea where God wanted us to go. Before we took off, we had an idea. Okay, God, what are you wanting from me? What would you like me to accomplish in 2012? I wonder if before we decided to go, we would ask God where he wanted us to go. I want everyone to stand right now. I was a lot longer than I intended, but we've got plenty of time. Only thing back there is some food. It's not going anywhere. Matter of fact, the longer I stall this service, the more time that we'll have to get that pork done. My wife and I bought a 10-pound piece of pork tenderloin with all intention to start it Saturday night and completely forgot. This morning, right before church, my wife goes, "I forgot to put that in." So just think, the longer you pray, the more tender that gets. I could make a spiritual analogy right there. I could really turn that spiritual real quick, and I think y'all could know where I'm going. But here's what I want. I want every single person, I want y'all to come to the front. I'm going to do something. I don't normally do this. I want everyone to come to the front. I've got something for everyone. I want everyone to get one of these. Now, this is not to sit on your nightstand, and I just for my own sake, please don't let me find them all over the pews of the sanctuary. At least take them home. If they can read, that's fine. They can have one. They can have one. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll know how many people I have here if I know how many of these we pass out. Everyone next Sunday will get a calendar. Every family next Sunday will get a calendar as well. They really turned out wonderful. But here's what we're wanting to do. Everybody has one. Has everybody got one? All right, everybody has one. I really felt to do this. Inside of it is a passport. Little message from me, something I wrote, what I'm feeling. Probably better than my message I preached. But in it you have the opportunity to write what prayer, who you want to pray for. You have the opportunity to fill out maybe what you're going to fast. Now, notice there's no way to tear this out and give this to me. This isn't for me to have back. I don't need to know. This is between you and God. What I've put together here can help you or it can serve you no purpose. I believe if you'll follow it, if you'll do it, it'll help you. If it sits on your nightstand, it's not going to do anything. But in it, you'll be able to write down, how would God want me to fast? What would God want? Maybe it's a Daniel fast. Maybe it's an all-week fast. Maybe it's a day fast. Maybe it's a day a week. We're doing this for the month of January. The month of January, we're going to launch out. This is our consecration time. You're going to have an opportunity to write, I will serve, I will give. Maybe God's going to lay on your heart to give something. I don't know where, what, I don't know. I will invite. Maybe God will put a number in your head of who you'll invite. In the middle there, you will find a devotional. I'll tell you what I've done. I tried to put together. I started thinking through who in the Bible, what stories, what things in the Bible were people who stepped out and did great things for God. Either they made a great stand or they did something great for God. And so I made a devotional off of that for the month of January, at least through the 29th. That's when the next service is. Or the next, not the next service, but that's when this thing will conclude. And so you have the opportunity then to read those. And I have questions that I've asked that I want you to think about as you're reading those and try to answer those and to think about the questions. And then the last two pages is an opportunity for testimonies that God has answered. It's a faith building. Or you can write what God has been speaking to you during this time. So you have this opportunity. Now, here's the deal. We could sit here right now and we could probably all sit down and fill this out. That's not what I want you to do. Right now, I want us to pray. Because before I launch out, I want to ask God, God, what would you want me to do? God, who do you want me to put on that list? God, what do you want me to write down there? And if you'll listen, you'll get a feeling. You'll know, this is what I want to do. This is what I need to do. Now, along with this here, my wife and I will be here at the church every weekday of January at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. for prayer. And so I am inviting anyone and everyone that can make it to come join us. You may not be able to make every night. Maybe you can make one of them. Maybe you can make something. But we're going to be here every night, and we're going to be praying. I don't want to start 2012 just to go through. Before I get going in this year, I want to found it in prayer. Everything that this church is and ever will become will be founded upon prayer. It cannot be founded anywhere else. If it's founded anywhere else, it's got a faulty foundation and it will fall. It is not going to be supported unless we're doing this, unless we're praying, unless we're seeking Him. And so I do like individual. I know I'm not saying we don't pray individually. I'm not even putting that in. But I do like collective corporate prayer as well. And so I want us to join and pray together and to seek God. Amen. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. But before we get started, as I brought you all to the front, I really want this to be a consecration. What I have in my mind and what I have in my heart and my spirit is a consecration service. It's been a long time since we've had something like that, where we consecrate ourselves fresh and new to God. And what better way than January 1, 2012, we consecrate ourselves to God. Before God ever spoke to the children of Israel, they first had to sanctify themselves, which means they had to clean themselves or make themselves ceremonially clean, had to cleanse themselves. Before the Levites ever stepped into the holy place, they first had to put on new clothes and get themselves ready. Before Jesus ever started his ministry, he first went to the wilderness. And before his disciples ever experienced Pentecost, they had to first spend time in the upper room. Pentecost was not just something that happened because God promised it. They had to go there and they had to wait for it. They had to spend time there. And there are some things that do not happen unless there is time waiting in the presence of God. Before we can launch out into 2012 the way God wants us to, we need to consecrate ourselves fresh and new to Him. And so with these books in hand, with your passport in your hand, I want us to begin to pray. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to pray for repentance. We're going to ask God to forgive us. We're going to start there. We want God to forgive us, wipe us clean, wash us fresh, wash us new. How many want that? How many say, I want to have a fresh, clean start. I'm starting off 2012. I'm starting off January 1. I'm going to start it fresh. I'm going to start it clean. I'm going to start it just, it's going to feel, I just can't wait for God to get this junk out of me. The stuff that's been building up over the year, I'm going to get that out. And then we're going to begin to consecrate ourselves to Him. We're going to begin to talk to God. We're going to consecrate. We're going to say, God, I'm going to do something for You this year. I'm going to do this. God, lay on my heart. God, help me. Give me strength. I want us to first and foremost right now, let's begin to pray. Let's begin to repent. Ask God to forgive us. Jesus. Jesus, You see every single one of us here. Lord, all of us come from different times, different backgrounds. Lord, we've all had different sorts of years. Jesus, but every single one of us recognize that we are nothing more than a sinner saved by grace. God, every single one of us recognize that, God, there's things that can be built up over time. There's some stuff that can add to our lives and some things that we can look at and things we can focus on, God. And God, there may be some things that we've done, Lord, that have not been pleasing to You, Lord. Maybe some attitudes, Lord, maybe some actions. Lord, maybe, Lord, there's some things in our hearts, God, that need to be purged from us. And so, God, right here on this day of 2012, Lord, I pray right now for Your cleansing, Lord, for Your blood to flow fresh and new upon us. Jesus, I pray for this church body. Lord, I pray for Your blood to flow just as it did from Calvary. Lord, the purpose of Calvary was to provide propitiation and a cleansing for our sins. And so we bring ourselves to the cross. Lord, we put ourselves right there before You. And Jesus, I ask You right now for forgiveness. Lord, I pray right now that You'll forgive my thoughts, my actions, my attitudes, my heart. God, if there's anything that's inside of me, God, I pray that You'll cleanse it. Create in me a new heart, oh God. Renew in me a right spirit. God, I pray, Lord, that You'll take that hyssop and You'll purge me with it. God, that You'll place that eye salve upon my eyes, that I'll begin to see how You want me to see. God, I ask for You to forgive me, Lord, for looking at things, Lord, differently than how You would want me to. God, for seeing the problems in my life as bigger than what they needed to be. God, I pray that You forgive me for that. Help me, Lord, to see You and Your power. God, I ask for Your forgiveness right now, Jesus. 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 Purge us right now, Lord. Purge us right now, Jesus. Cleanse us right now, Lord. God, I pray right now that someone, Lord, would reach up to You. you. God, that they would accept, Lord, that mercy that you have for them. Lord, I pray for that one, God, who looks at themselves through the eyes of shame. And they look, Lord, through the eyes of guilt. And God, they look at all the times that they've messed up and made mistakes. And God, they've missed the fact, God, that your mercy endureth forever. And God, I pray, Lord, that they would accept that mercy. God, I pray, Lord, that they'd allow your forgiveness to work in their life. Jesus, cleanse us. Cleanse us. God, if there's anything in my heart, Lord, any unforgiveness that I have towards anyone else, Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you remove that from me. God, don't allow me to hold bitterness or anger, Lord, or wrath. God, I want this year. God, I want it to be pleasing to you. God, I want your blood to flow through me, Lord. Cleanse. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us, Jesus. Cleanse us, Jesus. Wash us, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, God, I consecrate myself to you right now. Jesus, I consecrate myself to you right now. God, you know me like no one else knows me. God, you know, Lord, everything about me, God. And you know my heart. Jesus, I pray, Lord, that I would be able to consecrate and give myself to you. God, that in 2012, Lord, I give myself to you like never before. Lord, that I allow myself to get involved, Lord, in the things of your kingdom. Lord, that I allow myself to find my place in you, Lord, where you're wanting to use me, Lord, what you're wanting to do in my life. Lord, what you're wanting me to do for your kingdom, Jesus. God, there's some place in the spirit realm, Lord, that you're desiring each one of us to go. Lord, there's some place, Lord, God, that you're desiring for our lives, Jesus. And God, we've stood on the sidelines far too long. Jesus. God, we've waited for something great to come along. God, we've waited, Lord, for something powerful to come along. God, when all of the power has been right here all along, and all you've been asking from us is for us to step out in faith and begin to do, Lord, what you've asked us to do. And God, I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us, Lord, would step out and do that thing, Lord, that you've been calling us to do. God, I pray, Lord, for each and every one right now. Lay it upon their heart, Lord, as they're praying right now. And they're seeking direction. They need to know what they need to do, how they need to do it. Lord, they need to know, Lord, what's the best course. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to them. God, that you'll speak to them in that still small voice. God, that you'll show them, Lord, that they'll feel it within their spirit, Lord, what they need to do. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, God, help us, Lord, to consecrate ourselves to you. God, to give ourselves to you in 2012. God, like we've never done it before. God, to give everything to you. Lord, our whole self, our body, mind, soul, and spirit, Jesus. God, I pray, Lord, God, that we'd give ourselves holy and acceptable to you, Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Cry out to him right now. Cry out to him right now. Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us. God, show me. God, show me. God, reveal it to me, Lord. Holy Spirit, speak. Speak into my life. God, I consecrate myself in prayer. God, I consecrate myself fresh and new to putting that time aside for you. God, I consecrate myself to you, Lord. I don't want to